Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley here, Redskins Talk podcast, the day after Christmas edition. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday and enjoyed it with friends and family. The Skins made things a little easier for you with that big win over the Broncos on Sunday. There hasn't been a Skins blowout win in a while. It was interesting. Taylor and Mitch and I had fun on the podcast from FedEx Sunday night. But now we turn the page, and as much as we're looking at the Giants, the reality is we're looking at the 2018 offseason and what's going to happen next. As always, my dude Rich Tandler is here. Tandler, say what's up, man.
Hey, what's up, folks?
All right, and special guest, not even local celebrity, actual legitimate celebrity,
whatever.
Mr. Chick Hernandez is with us. What's up, Chick?
This is my Christmas gift to you, my present.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Your present is your present.
Yes.
Are there any returns on that?
Oh, Swaggy T with an early salvo.
We are in the Chick and I are in the conference room at the NBC Sports studio.
Taylor's at a brothel.
Taylor, as always, is at home on a lazy boy because we make things easy for Rich, and we are not in the podcast studio because B Mitch is doing radio in there, so we've had to scramble a little bit. But I'm ready to go. Taylor, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm in the lazy boy, but I'm not reclined. So we're good.
Appreciate that.
I'm going to help the back out. And your front.
He confirmed to Chick earlier, per sources, he is fully clothed.
Yes, which is always good. No matter whether we can see you or not, it makes my heart pump a lot easier.
All right. I got three things I really. Well, you haven't coughed yet, and you haven't thrown any ice cubes into your phone yet, so we're doing pretty good.
Wow.
All right. Here's where I want to start. And Chick, we talked about this on Redskins 100.
Ding, ding.
Does it matter to you if the Redskins get to 8-8?
It does not matter to me whether they get to 8-8 or not. That's something for next year's training camp when you ask a question. Well, coach, you were 500. That's all that means. So, no, it doesn't matter whether they win or lose that game. It's more the fashion in how they win or lose that game. Did they show the fight, which they've shown in the last two games, or are we just going to mail it in, which I don't think they'll mail it in. So I'm more about how they got to this point, or that last game, what they do to the Giants. And, yeah, even though it's a game with two teams that have no chance in the playoffs, still like a little revenge from that B-slapping that the Redskins took last year in game week 17.
Yeah, they've already played them, though.
True.
But this is that end-of-the-season game.
Yeah,
let's just go ahead and
week 17
let's
again.
Shut it down.
All right, Tandler, what does 8-8 mean for you?
I mean, it's better than 7-9. I guess that's all you can say about it. I mean, it is. If they went 8-8 and losing on the last weekend of the season to be in or out of the playoffs, that probably would be better. But finishing up with three games that don't mean anything in the standings, they mean a lot to the players. So it's better to win than to lose. But in the grand scheme of things, like Chick said, it's something to ask about maybe in training camp next year.
Yeah, I think it matters more to win your last three games and go into the offseason with some momentum than necessarily 8-8. But
who remembers that momentum come next year?
Well, that's kind of the bigger point, I think, is that football, the NFL rosters change so much year to year.
Right.
We all know the Skins. We all know the Kirk Cousins situation. We're going to talk about that in depth later. But just their linebackers are going to look different. I mean, you got
DBs,
Zach Brown, Mason Foster, Will Compton. None of those guys are under contract next year. Right. I mean, there's going to be a ton of turnover. So
injuries alone, there'll be turnover.
Right. I think it matters for Jay Gruden. After the Broncos game, he's like, yeah, we want to do that. We want to close the year strong. Kirk Cousins said the same thing.
Yes, losing record on a resume does not
look very it's good. Relatively hollow, but there's something to it.
It'll be in the stat book. It'll be in a profile, a coach's profile, non-losing season, 3 years, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me just add that even back when rosters didn't change a whole lot before free agency, you just look at it, and end of game winning streaks generally did not have carry any benefit over to the following year.
All right.
Okay.
So even more so now.
We just poo pooed on JP's theory.
Yeah. What do you know? Taylor's a wet blanket.
Facts are a wet blanket sometimes, JP.
Oh, facts. Taylor, I don't know if you've written this yet. I know you probably will. Where are the Redskins at draft pick wise?
I do not have that. Before this game, I think they were 13th. So I am not exactly sure, but they're somewhere in the 13 to 15 range, I believe.
All right, Mr. Chick might try to look it up. I am computerless, which feels very awkward for me. I kind of always have my laptop next to me, and not having it is weird. Let's, for the sake of this conversation, let's assume Kirk Cousins is back.
Okay.
And they're not going after a QB, okay? What do you think the Redskins should be targeting round one of the 2018 draft, position-wise? Go ahead, Mr. Chick.
Position-wise?
Or if there's a player specifically.
Yeah, no, I mean, wow, I should have paid attention to the question.
Taylor can go.
Yeah.
Ooh, podcast producer Pete has done something of value. Pete, say hello to the people and tell them what you just told me.
Hello, everyone. After some deep research, I've confirmed that the Redskins are picking 14th as of now after week 16.
Wow.
I don't know. You haven't confirmed that, by the way.
I checked one website and it said it, so it has to be
true.
Yeah, dude, like that is not confirming something. Do you know what confirming something is?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that it?
No, okay. I Googled it.
Whatever, you did good. 14th. So with the 14th pick in the 2018 NFL Draft, Mr. Chick, you are selecting for the Washington Redskins.
Boy. I'd love... Come back to me.
Okay.
Come back to me.
Lame.
Yeah.
Chandler.
It is lame. It is.
Chandler?
I'm fine. Last year, they took a long neglected position in the first round, that being defensive line. I think this year they'll go for another long neglected position and take an inside linebacker. I think they saw how much Zach Brown, and it doesn't matter if Zach Brown's back or not. I still think it's a position they need to solidify. I think they saw.
You love that kid, Roquan Smith, don't you?
Yes, Roquan Smith out of Georgia. But they saw what could happen. You have a good quality person at that position.
I think some of it will depend on how much money Zach Brown gets if he's back. I think linebacker, D-line, certainly. I think this year proved you can't have enough D-line help.
No question.
And
no question. Look at the Eagles on the Sunday night game. They're rotating in 8 defensive linemen into the game.
All good, too.
All good, and that means they were all fresh, which means now you're getting a pass rush and you're getting run stops.
Well, and we're seeing, as we had them on the podcast our last episode, but Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan are really good when there is interior pressure. Those guys can get home, and when a QB has to move one side or the other, those guys are going to clean it up and get the sacks.
I also think they should take a quarterback. I know I framed the question.
Wow, really?
To me, what's going to happen is Kirk is going to be back on a tag.
Okay.
And at some point, you got to plan ahead. Now, could that get a little slot? Could it set up for trouble? Sure. You know who's handled it really well?
Yeah, just a little bit, yeah.
All right, look at Kansas City this year. They moved up and drafted a quarterback. Alex Smith started the whole year. If you play well and you're winning games, there's no controversy, man.
And then you have a first-round pick who hasn't really helped you.
The Redskins have had the only first-round pick that has really helped the Redskins in the last 5 years is Brandon Scherff.
Okay, and they've been consistently mediocre, too.
If you want a QB and he's there, I think you got to start thinking about what happens after Kirk, because this could all change, but I don't see Kirk negotiating long-term with the Skins at this point.
Then let him walk this year, but that's another discussion.
You let him walk, man.
Oh,
that is, you let him go without compensation is the absolute worst thing the organization can do.
The worst thing
that's happened. How do you get compensation? They back and pay themselves someplace where they're not going to get compensation.
You tag him and you try to trade him.
No, he'll sign the $35 million and sit. That sounds great when you're just saying it on paper, wherever. It would not happen. He would just sit there. He's got to negotiate a contract with the new team. He would sit there and take the $35 million. You aren't going to get any compensation for him besides a potential third-round pick, which you don't get, by the way, if you tag him.
The exact situation happened with Jared Allen 7 years ago. They tagged him and traded him. It's not unfathomable.
Okay, Jared Allen didn't have a $35 million tag on him either.
But maybe the team that will trade for him believes they can get a long-term deal.
Okay, I mean,
that conversations happen,
which probably they could.
It's never happened before. I don't see why Kirk, and knowing Kirk Cousins and the way he's willing to work on a one-year deal,
Jared Allen.
I don't see why. You're going to get more as a fully unfettered free agent. So
certainly.
I would Kirk Cousins just take, and Jared Allen, he plays a position where he's much more injury prone. Cousins is not afraid of getting injured.
But
if
you
sign that, he'd have, $60 million?
But Taylor, what I'm saying, Kirk doesn't necessarily get to decide. The organization can do these things.
Okay, well, if you think somebody could take him for $35 million, no guarantee of a long-term deal. Okay, if you want to think that'll happen, I can't say absolutely it won't. I will continue to say the odds are against it.
So you think they should just let him walk?
No, I think they should put the transition tag on him and see what, if there's an offer there. If he decides to stay, it's only $28.8 million, and if people can't match it.
Yeah, only $28.8 million to another team,
right?
Which they can handle. I think there's a better chance, sad to say, right here, right now, 31 other teams have a better chance of signing Kirk Cousins to a long-term deal than what he plays for right now.
It certainly appears that way. And now it's, for a long time, it's been just theorized that Kirk doesn't want to sign long-term. Last year, we know that he wouldn't entertain negotiations. So that's a fact at this point. I tell you what, before we keep yelling at one another, let's take a quick break from our sponsors.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field, too, when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
So I had on my story sheet here to go to Kirk next. We've kind of been talking about our draft pick conversation got robbed by Kirk, and I imagine that's going to be the conversation for the next, I don't know,
3 months.
3 months, yeah. Sandler, let's do this. If you have to prioritize positions of need for the Skins for next season, what's the top of your list? Maybe it's not what they do round one in the draft, but where do they go?
Okay, so between free agency and the draft,
yep.
players they got to get at some point. Well, they got to get a left guard. I don't think their current left guard, and I'm assuming also talking about re-signing their guy. They could just as well re-sign Spencer Long to play left guard.
Yeah,
they need a wide receiver.
They might need a couple wide receivers.
Okay, well, at least one.
Yeah.
Resign Ryan Grant for a depth guy.
Right. I think this will sound weird to say. I think the Skins need to address skill positions, and for so long, that's kind of all they addressed, and just ignored, you know, guys up front on both sides of the ball. I think they need skill position players for 2018.
Okay, so quarterback, should they running back a big priority, or do you see what Perrin can do, or what do you do there?
Capri Bibbs. I think running back should be a priority. I don't think he'll get to them, but I mean, there are some first round running back talents that I think could make a significant difference. Now, some of it, if Chris Thompson's healthy and back, you don't need to.
You have to have somebody block for him, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
No, you got Trent Williams, we know is going to be back, but be back later rather than earlier. If we're talking about a 6 month rehab from this knee surgery.
That still gives them there in time for training camp.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about Trent. He's missed OTAs before, and he's made the Pro Bowl.
Yep, true. So you put Chase Roullier because Jay's already said he's going to be a center of the future. So you got Chase at center. You got to find another big body there that can blow some holes open.
How about this? I think the least position of need is the secondary. I mean, you always want to add new players and new talent, but I think of the position, maybe tight end is the least position of need.
Least position? If Jordan Reed is healthy? I started that sentence with if.
I mean, they're carrying four tight ends right now. You know, all of them are capable.
They are. I can see that our producer, Pete Haley, has a...
I just don't know how long you can count on Vernon Davis to keep this up anymore. Reed obviously has had such issues, and Niles Paul is one of those guys who's fine, but we always kind of say, oh, Niles Paul can really help out and do it all, but he never really makes a huge impact. So, and then Sprinkle has done zero this year. So I think tight end is a sneaky position of need.
Are you going to spend money at tight end?
No, but I think you need to address it, whether it's in the draft or a little free agent signing, let Paul go.
They just drafted a tight end last year.
I know, but Vernon Davis can't catch 40 balls run by guys until he's 45. It's gonna drop off eventually.
Pete has spoken. Chandler, what's your position of least need?
Of least need? I would go with the secondary, particularly cornerback.
Yeah.
I'm iffy. I tell you what, I'm a little iffy on Fabian Moreau staying healthy. I mean, he had kind of a troublesome year, but obviously I think he's a great talent if he is healthy. The cornerback, even if, I'm assuming Breland leaves, but they've got, you know, they could Dunbar in the short term. I think Moreau in the long term. They've got some guys there. So maybe throw a late round draft pick at it, but I think you're pretty well set at corner.
I agree. All right. Let's have a fun conversation. Chandler, what was your favorite Christmas present you got?
Yep.
Are you alive?
You know, there was Christmas, right? Or were you
not get anything?
Were you the one in the sleigh handing out the presents?
No, I didn't hear. I did not hear the question. The audio cut out.
Oh.
What was that? We'll blame that on Pete. What was your best? What was your favorite Christmas present?
My new Apple Watch.
You got a new Apple Watch?
The older one was having issues.
You are such an Apple nerd,
man. You put that around your ankle?
No, I'm not wearing. If anybody wants to buy a Series 1 Apple Watch, just hit me up on Twitter.
What?
I was having issues with it.
All right, dude, we're moving on. Chick, what was your best Christmas gift?
I got a Nikon 3400 camera.
Wow.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I've said to my wife many, many times that I think I have a pretty good photographic eye, and I would like to expound on that part of my talent. So I've already
set up. Can you sing the song?
What song?
And then I got a Nikon camera. I like to take a photograph. Mama, don't take my...
Stop!
Yeah, stop it.
Paul Simon's going to call him.
I'm returning the camera now. That's what I'm doing.
Taylor, you know that song, Paul Simon, right?
I know, yes. I was just saying, he's gonna call you up and give you a hard time if you don't stop singing the song like that.
Paul Warfield than Paul Simon. That's an old school reference.
Yeah, dude, I don't know who that is. Danny Warfel?
Paul Warfield. Great.
Paul Warfield. He's a Hall of Fame receiver.
Yeah,
Browns and Dolphins.
That, you know, it's the young millennials. They don't know.
I'm not a millennial. I'm an exennial.
Oh, that's great. How about you? I don't have a bad gift.
I got a golf watch. I'm very excited about it. I just found out it measures my steps too. I've taken 1,500 steps today. Is that good or bad?
More than Tandler.
Wow. Definitely.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Really? Well, no, take your Apple Watch.
Don't you want 10,000 in a day? You want 10,000 in a day, right?
Is 10,000 in a day the goal?
It's the water.
That's what the Fitbit goal is.
Okay. Well, you're already 1,500 in, JP. That's not bad.
I haven't done much.
And it's... It's 1:30. You better. It's got 7,500 steps to go.
8,500.
No, 8,500.
Good guy.
Whatever.
Huh? My worst Christmas present is recording this podcast.
Wow.
Pete got some shoes that he's very excited about that, to me, look like orthopedic support shoes. What are those, Pete?
They are Nike Roche ones. They have about 50 different colors. I think JP's just very out of touch for them to say they look like orthopedic
Roche shoes.
Yeah, I don't know where the name comes from. I just know that they look great on me.
Spelling? Who's made those cool? Like, who's wearing those? Like, famous people?
Go step outside and look at any cool person who's between the age of, like, 20 and 30, and they'll have a pair.
20 and 30.
But, like, you're wearing them, and you're a geek.
Yeah.
What do you call him?
A dweeb?
He's a dweeb.
Yeah.
He's the president of the dweeb club. He understands that. He's fine with that.
Pete's getting roasted.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like your sneakers, man. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
I also got a TV.
Well, you buried the lead there.
It's my first piece of furniture now, so when I move out, if that ever happens, I'll have something to bring with me.
Pete definitely lives at home, just so all the listeners know.
Oh, so still with his family?
Yeah. I graduated 6 months ago. I'm not supposed to just branch out on my own that quickly.
Actually,
Most people do.
Yeah, actually, okay.
Actually, you are, yes.
Yeah. Taylor, you got any room there for me?
it'd cost you, man.
Taylor, would you let Pete live in your
the
basement?
The rent is high. Not a chance.
Would you let Pete live in your basement, Mr. Chick?
I've got small kids. No,
you don't have your youngest is like 15.
I have a 16-year-old daughter. Pete's not getting near her.
I have a 2-year-old daughter. I would let Pete stay in my basement for like a week.
Yeah.
I slept over in JP's basement one night.
One night? Was that because you had to?
I was tired that night.
He couldn't drive his car.
Okay.
Pete is 22, right?
23.
23. How about that?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
We have completely derailed. Worst Christmas present? I don't know that I got anything bad. Did you get anything bad?
I got nothing bad. Although, my daughter, speaking of, she said, because she doesn't know what to get me, she asked me a week ago, what do you want for Christmas? And I said, just affection. I just want some affection. So I got an envelope with the word affection written on it. That's literally what I got for Christmas.
I like your daughter. That's funny.
Unbelievable.
I'll say this complaint. Complaint might not be the right word. My wife's aunt is a very sweet person and gets me a present every year. Just because I'm there while they're all opening gifts, and I think she just feels bad that there's no gift for me.
Right.
So she got me a really cool, winter hat, a nice winter hat that keeps you warm in the winter. Very sweet, Aunt Lisa. Thank you very much.
Very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, absolutely.
Yeah. It's laced with...
However, So I'm a husband. This is my. I am married in this
somehow.
Family.
Last time we checked,
my sister-in-law's boyfriend got the same hat.
Oh,
yeah. What is that shit?
That's a foul.
Yeah,
that's
like,
a foul.
He can't. Like he's got to get a lesser hat until he's a husband.
Hey, that'd be tears.
Hey, Alisa, if you're listening. Look, JP's earned his stripes here, okay?
I got a kid in this family.
He got a kid in the family. He's actually done something with his personal life. So let's ease up on the boyfriend, huh?
Oh, I don't know that Aunt Lisa's a listener, but if she is, I'm going to catch a lot of heat for this conversation.
I think too many eggnogs got to her. But I think
it'll get back to her somehow.
All right. On that note, let's call it a wrap. Chandler, tell the folks what to do.
Subscribe to the podcast. Hey, we do not stop during the off season. We're planning on what, JP? At least two a week?
At least
maybe,
two.
Maybe more. And if there's new newsworthy weeks, we'll do more or have special guests or something.
Emergency podcast is always an option. I will wake Chandler up in the middle of the night for an emergency
podcast. At 9:30 in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I'm still employed. I'll be there next year for you.
And I won't hesitate to call you at 4:30 a.m., JP, if there's something breaks up that I find out.
Right, and I'll respond.
The only thing breaking at 4:30 in the morning, Chandler, for you is never mind.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will talk to you on Friday to preview Week 17. Can the Skins get revenge for last year's terrible Week 17?
Terrible.
Give them a Charles Barkley terrible.
That's terrible. That's just terrible.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.